So, Joni, we've known each other since we were like two, three. I mean, I go back that far. I don't remember what we did then, but it seems like you were always here. Do you remember when you first became friends with me?
I wish I could say, yeah, sure, I do. That was so amazing. You were so cute at 2 and a half.
Well, my mom remembers you. My mother would say she'd see you outside,
Oh,
sitting,
don't
and
go
I'm not going there.
there.
Okay, but she'd invite you in, cheer you up, and then you were part of our family. We'd go on vacations.
That I remember.
That was the best. And then swimming, and the hide and seek. That was so much fun. I have birthday party pictures. You were always at my birthday parties.
You had great parties.
The thing that's so interesting is everybody has a place to call home that they remember they grew up in. I never imagined at my age, at 56, I would be living where I grew up.
That is
It
interesting.
is very interesting. And a lot has changed since then. So many years have gone by, and you've been through so many difficult things in my life. You've seen me grow up. You've seen me have children of my own. You've seen me go through tragedy. And then my life completely changed after my divorce, and I moved back to this house. And unfortunately, my life was beginning, and then I started having this awful dry eye condition.
When you move back here.
Yeah. I'm just wondering if you realized that happened to me and what you thought about that, and when did you realize what an impact that condition had on my life?
I did know it was happening to you. You didn't hide it. You told me about it. You might have written about it. So when did you first start experiencing those symptoms, and what was going through your mind?
Well, I knew that I was going to move, and I had a problem with my vision, and I was told I needed cataract surgery, that it was possibly impacting my vision. So I had cataract surgery, but they said, be careful, don't lift too many things. And it was a really traumatic time, but I managed to get all moved in. And then I think the worst thing was I had complications with the first cataract surgery. I had to go back. They didn't get it all out. It was a very rare thing, but I had to have a
Wow.
third one. And then I was walking just where we were walking today, and I saw funny lines and floaters and things that weren't normal. I went to the urgent care, and they said I had PVD, which is where your gel separates from the back of your eye. And that was one eye, and it was very hard to deal with that. But they told me I'd get used to it. And I didn't get used to it, and then my second eye had happened. So this condition is something a lot of people live with. It's pretty normal. And I was told I could deal with that. But then the pain started. And when the pain started, I thought there's something terribly wrong. I went to the urgent care and I go, I'm in terrible pain. What's wrong? And they said, it's dry eyes. Go home. And I go, what do you mean? This is terrible. What do I do? You have dry eyes. There's nothing we can do. It's a disease. It's incurable.
Wow.
It's really hard to hear that.
Yeah, that is scary. But luckily you moved on and you did find ways to work with it.
I found out what they told me to do is what they tell everybody to do. Hot compresses. They gave me a prescription eye drop. Wipe your eyelids. So I went home and I started to do what they told me, and I'd go back in and I'd say, I can't live this way. This is hurting me. I can't think. I can't concentrate. I wake up, my eyes hurt. I can't even sleep. They hurt. It doesn't feel better. It's feeling worse. And that's when my journey began. I went to a cornea specialist, and he had no ideas, and he said, that's all we have for you. So I went to another doctor and he said, we can kind of fix your problem, but it's not dry eyes. If you can't see well, we can change out your eyeball. It's called a vitrectomy.
Oh my goodness.
And it would give me clearer vision and I wouldn't have all the floaters. And the risk of blindness on that surgery is 10%. So I decided it's too important to see. I'll live with this. And I went to Jules Stein Eye Institute to see a specialist. And I was so new on this journey, I didn't realize with eyes, there are specialists just for dry eyes. I went to a retinologist. He said, don't do that vitrectomy. You'll be sorry. And I said, well, what about the pain I'm living with? He goes, oh, you need to see a dry eye doctor. And I'm like, you can't help me? He said, no, I can't. So that was a lot of money I spent.
I remember when you went, you were...
Oh, so discouraged. And I think one of the lessons I've had is what helps somebody else does not necessarily help me. So I can look at somebody's healing and think, there's hope. But if I do what they did, that doesn't mean it's going to cure me. So I tried everything. I researched it. And I found my first glimmer of hope is finding other people that had this.